Good afternoon, everyone. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 CKMS. And today's show, Agriculture Show, is in the episode number 32. And this is December 17th. We're broadcasting a little early this week because my fine guests from the Waterloo Junior Farmers are here, and this works out the best for them as well. So I'd just like to introduce everyone to my guest today, Jackie Knott. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm glad you're here. Zach, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Jeff.
All right. And Barclay, we're good to see you as well. And we'll get a little promo this time. Our last show, we had a little difficulty getting a good promo. So we're going to talk junior farmers this week. We're going to talk about all the great activity done. And you'll get a link to their Facebook page, and you can follow us as we go, and maybe you'll post something and tell us a great story of what your junior farmer experience is or not. So let's start off with a song here, folks, and we'll be right back with our guest. It's episode 32. It's your host, Jeff Steger. See you in a bit.
This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Give your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. Do the Lord a service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H
for community and country.
4-H
respond to food security.
4-H
I gotta make the best better. Let us get together.
4-H
And we're back, folks, in the Sierra Culture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3. Today's show is about the Marlow Junior Farmers, and I think we'll go around the table first and have our guests introduce themselves and how they got involved in Junior Farmers a little bit, and what got them out here on a Monday afternoon to talk about Junior Farmers. Jackie, you want to start with and tell us a little about yourself and where you call home?
I'm actually from Grey County, and I started out in Junior Farmers up there in the Rockland Club. And I ended up moving to Waterloo to come to school, and as I was sort of looking on the JFAO website one day just to see what I could get involved with, the Waterloo Junior Farmers Club had started up this year in winter, and I emailed over and found out when they were meeting and showed up, and I've been with the club ever since.
Well, that's good news. And so the club's been going for a year now, I think, right?
Yeah, just about.
About that much? So... And Zach, you go over ahead and talk for a minute. I'm just going to slip around behind you, but tell us all about how you got involved in Junior Farmers.
I started when my friend Megan dragged me out to a meeting about a year ago, and that's how I got involved with Junior Farmers.
And how'd you land the president job?
Voluntold.
Perfect. Well, as I said last week, Jeff, I kind of go around different counties that where Junior Farmers has kind of disappeared, and I start clubs there. So Waterloo has been my seventh project, and took about 11, 12 months. I couldn't quite find a core group yet, and I came across Megan Winter, one of my social events, and she brought out her brother Nick, and she brought out Zach. And Zach brought a few more people, and Megan brought a few more people. And then after a couple months of Megan and Zach doing that, we had enough people to call for an election. Unfortunately, it wasn't the greatest weather, so not everyone did make it. But Zach stepped up, and he knew that someone had to take charge of the club and be president for his first year, and I'm very glad that Zach did volunteer himself.
Yeah, that's good work, Jack. Somebody has to get up and do that, and I know you've been learning all about things about how to run a meeting and the role of the secretary, the treasurer, and all that kind of stuff, and directors. So any words of wisdom after your first year as president?
Read about it.
Yeah. And you have to have good people around you. You've got a lot of good people helping out.
Yeah, Barkley was a huge, help.
Yeah, and likewise, and Jackie, are you involved in the executive level with the club?
I'm not a Waterloo executive, I'm just a member because I did switch over throughout the year. I've switched clubs.
So okay.
Yeah, they already were up and running before I found them, so.
Okay, well, that's good news. Well, super. So do you have a Junior Farmer experience somewhere else by chance? Sometimes.
Yeah, I started in Rockland, and I didn't really do many provincial events with them, just mm-hmm. because that club was sort of small and we had sort of become a little bit more disconnected, but they've since come around a lot. They've been getting a lot more involved, and so is Waterloo too, so it's nice to be able to go to the provincial events with the Waterloo Club and be able to sort of have our clubs merge together, and everyone's been meeting a lot of new people, and I think it's a good way to keep everyone connected.
That's what I remember about Junior Farmers. You'd meet people from all over the province.
Yeah, it's the rural matchmaking service of Ontario.
Well, and you meet other good friends too, just that you have the same. You're in the same sector, whether it's cattle or something, and what's the weather like there, and all those kinds of things that are part of the farm community and mm-hmm. Getting along with people. You want to tell us one of your events this year, and be glad to hear how it went. I don't know why it come to mind, but I see you guys did the roadside cleanup this year. That's a regional program where you adopt a section of road and you pick up some garbage and things like that.
Yeah, I think the main idea of adopting the road section was sort of to get our name out there a little bit. So we have our name on a sign, and we're picking up trash, trying to keep the Waterloo region clean. It is everyone's home, and it's... Yeah, the section of Nafsker Road just south of Wellesley.
Yeah,
so
just outside Wellesley there.
Yeah, yeah, so you have a 2-kilometer stretch that we go out and clean up twice a year at least. And
that's a good program. I know a lot of service clubs and sports teams and the like are involved in that one, and I'm sure they do it other ways in the province, but it's nice to... Like, that's only one example of what you do. Like, tell us about some of the fun stuff you did. You guys are busy with Christmas parades, I understand, this last month or so.
Yeah, we did... 2 Christmas parades, one in Amira and one in New Hamburg.
Yeah.
They were lots of fun to do, get our name out there.
You guys are pretty creative. I think I saw a Facebook picture with a generator bolted to the back of the tractor and the lights going.
Yeah, it was, couldn't figure out what to do, so we just threw it all together. It worked.
It works. Were they with both parades, evening parades then, or did I...
No, Waterloo, or Elmira was in the morning. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, and, but the lights still shone, right there.
We didn't actually have any lights for the Elmira parade. All right. We had, Nick Weaver brought his old antique tractor, and we walked in front of it with our banner, and so
yeah.
I don't think he would be too keen on tying a generator to the back of that. It's his pride and joy, so.
All right, well, that's good. Well, let's take a little break here and play a song or two, and we'll be right back, folks, and talk to some more of our junior farmer visitors today, and we'll find out more about what a great organization it is and the kind of fun things you can do with it. So we'll be right back in a minute. It's CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
We got to Elmira. Thank you.
Hi, this is Zach Williams. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of the society.
That's good work, Jake. We just tried to trick you there. That's a tough word to get your mouth around. But that's good. I like that. We'll use that. That's super. So thanks again for doing that. So, folks, we're back here at the Agriculture Show, and with me is the Waterloo Junior Farmers. And you just heard Zach William, the president of the Junior Farmers. And we've just been looking around the Facebook page here, and maybe you want to give us that name of that Facebook page, Jackie, if possible, and then our listeners can maybe clue in there who's got it up on the screen there.
Yeah, we're just under Waterloo Junior Farmers. You can put that into your Facebook search, and it should come up right away.
I see you're just on the Facebook page. You guys are going to have your December 30th or 28th is your voting meeting?
The annual meeting, yes.
Okay. And what can people expect to happen there? And
what we're holding at St. Agatha Hall, and basically that's when you go through the democracy acts of electing your executive for the next year, and going over the financial reports, the affiliation reports, the social activities, everything that the club's done in the past year. Basically like an annual meeting at any corporate 500 company.
Mm-hmm. Is there a social part to this too, by a chance? Are you going to have potluck lunch or something? Is there a social part to this meeting?
Well, the club did agree to have a potluck appreciation / awards celebration night in February. We're hoping to have our parents come out and show the parents of the members what they've been doing, and thank the parents as members for allowing them to take time off chores, take time off from all the responsibilities at home, lending them the car, lending them the barbecue and such, and let them know that, you know, their sons and daughters have been a big part of the community, and hopefully have a slideshow to show what everyone's been doing.
And so that would be, that's not at this voting meeting, this is in January.
We're planning that, I believe, the second week in February.
Okay, all right, that's good sound. No, I'm just curious about that actual election meeting. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun, because, you have some get nominations and all that kind of thing going, but sometimes, they might throw in a...
And we hope you're still coming to that, Jeff.
I intend to be there, and looking forward to it. It should be great, and I know those elections can be a great time and an opportunity for a person who can be an executive to hear the support of their fellow club members and feel good about doing things for the year for the club and helping out. So, and are you guys, is the full slate being elected this time, or...?
Well, the general positions you have in a junior farmer club: president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. In junior farmers, every club has a provincial director. That's the representative for the club on the provincial level. And so far this past year, we had an agriculture representative, and we also had a social committee.
Yes, I just remembered you, the junior farmers do have... come up to the federation meetings monthly, yourself or some other members, and it's always good to see that. And it's been many years since that happened. It's a federation's very proud and very happy to see junior farmer and 4-H clubs in the region. So, so February looks to be an appreciation night. You guys all do anything in January? A few toboggan socials or anything in the works there?
We're doing a square dancing night. Square dancing night, the beginning of January 3rd, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to invite the local 4-H club out, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Night.
This will be about the third or fourth you've had, right? How many square dance nights have you guys all had?
Third.
Third?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been getting bigger every time, more people coming out.
Well, it's a great fun activity, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think as junior farmers, you get to know that you're going to have social stuff and art stuff and roadside cleanup, which is community support, so community development, I guess you call it. So, tell us some more about the other activities. Like, y'all just got done Sing Swing, I think, right? And Jackie, anything you want to bring on to our listeners about, any news about that to our listeners today?
Yeah, Sing Swing, it's an event hosted by the provincial club, and it's just a whole, it's a day for all the clubs in the province to get together and compete, and there's baking that gets judged, and your knitting and crafts that gets judged, as well as dancing competitions, and they perform skits and different things, and I know Zach was there and performed and competed in a bunch of different things. So.
Yeah,
we did, we tried to do everything we could. It was, even if we just threw it together last minute, it was fun.
Sometimes that's the best.
Yeah, it was it was pretty amusing sometimes.
Yeah.
The club definitely came away with a lot of hardware. They won and placed for pretty much everything they did, which was a good time.
Well, congratulations. That's good news.
Thanks.
Yeah. And so we were talking originally about how you get members in the club, and I just love Bartley's story about meeting someone, and then they introduced that person. Next thing you got a group of 10. Are you still looking for more members? New members are always welcome, friends of friends, that sort of thing. Will you be having a membership drive this year? Do you guys do that or think about it?
Well, with the Learn to Square Dance nights we've had out, we've created a lot of interest with the 4-H'ers, so we're hoping that they can move up once they're of age, or at least take a little more interest in it. Meetings are always open, the socials are always open. There's a few others that we know that are off at university and college right now that just don't have the time to participate, but they are interested in the club. And as word gets out, there is more interest that's growing.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does sometimes take a while that people, they're all off at school or something like that and busy with stuff. It's not always that people at the same time, same place, and that's quite typical. So, well, that's good. That sounds very positive. That's super. Before we go to another break, then, I want to tell us a little bit about one of your other favorite activities this year. I haven't gone to the Facebook page. I'm just busy yakking away here. What do you remember the most, Zach, about the fun activity this year?
Well, we did, we went tubing with a bunch of other junior farmer clubs.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was a fun time. We'd go, we were at Chicopee there, mm-hmm. the tube park,
mm-hmm.
and we'd all try to go down the hill at once and see how far we could get and how fast we could get going. We all survived.
Looks like it. So how did that work? Like, did they make you, can you go down with a couple of tubes at the same time, or you got to go one at a time? How does that work up there?
We just hold on to each other's tubes, and someone would push us, and we got told that we had to stop after, but...
No, go figure.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, well. But it was a lot of fun, and you remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty hard to do last winter. There wasn't a lot of snow. Oh, they made snow out there, didn't they?
Yeah, they make snow.
Yeah, so that's okay. And how many people would come out to something like that? You get a dozen people, or how big were you then?
There's over 20 people there.
That's a big crowd.
Yeah.
Super. Well, those people remember that, and I'm sure they'll come back and be good members of the club and participate where they want. Some, you know, Barclay, you can speak to this too. Like, some, you have members who are content with maybe one or two activities a year, and that's fine. And other members who like to participate just every event that's going on. What's next? What's next?
Everyone's different in what they're interested in. Some are there for the social aspect, and some are there for the athletic aspect, and mm-hmm. some enjoy the meetings and the competitions, mm-hmm. and some just want to partake in it all and really enjoy the fact that they're a part of something different. Every person's different, and that's kind of the challenge of a junior farmer club, is how to balance the interests of everyone in the club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can remember back when I was in a club and you had the hockey team, and that's all they wanted to do. And so it was kind of, you know, one side of the coin, you thought, wow, holy smokes, we had all these other activities we needed help with. But then the other side of the coin, they were proud to be junior farmer members, but that's what they wanted to do. And you have to respect that as well. So,
was that a junior farmer hockey league you guys had?
Actually, it was. It was, we were bundled with Wentworth and Niagara and Haldeman. And Brandt, yes. It was Zone 4, I think we were called at the time, was it? Is that still true? Oh, okay. So Marky's giving me hand signals back here. You can speak up as much as I can. But that's so there. That's what it was like at the time where we had a zone, and we did they have zone dances yet? Do you all go to them dances or not?
The zones have actually their activities have been reduced. Just to the number of junior farmers and the activities that things that have changed. Zones are active in the summertime when we're all sharing and traveling around the international exchange delegates that come here for 3 months, 4 months every summer.
Oh, I saw some of that too. Yeah, we used to have exchange stuff too. Jackie, you guys are going to be hosting an exchange person this year, do you think? Or?
We didn't host this year. I'm not sure if that's going to be an option next year or not. To host an a delegate, you do have to have like their own bedroom for them and have a place for them to stay, and yeah. I'm not really sure. I know I'm here at school and I don't have a place for them to stay, and other people are still too young to have a place of their own, so it might not be an option this year, but yeah. Maybe sometime in the future we hope to. We definitely learn a lot and have a lot of fun with the delegates. So.
Yes, that's a nice way too. And then, like on the other side of the coin, you can actually be a delegate to other spots at time too, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of exchanges that you can apply to go on all over the world and even throughout Canada, so...
Yeah, lots of junior farmers. I think there used to be an Australian thing in England, of course.
I'm not sure. Barclay could probably say better, but I think it's New Zealand every other year is an option. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of opportunities if you want to get involved. So it's definitely an option.
Well, folks, we'll take a little break here and get back to our junior farmer friends. It's 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio. It's your host, Jeff Steger. And today's agriculture show is all about the world of the junior farmers. Oh, Barclay, this is going to play your song here, the Boot Scoot and Boogie. Now, I think a lot of people heard that one. Where did you first hear that song when you picked this one for our show today? I said,
Boot Scoot and Boogie is just sort of a classic line dancing song that we hear at pretty much every junior farmer dance you go to. So.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, that line dance. I remember lots of that. Oh, you guys are just like, this is like time warp. This is great. Okay, let's listen to Boot Scoot and Boogie. We will be right back, folks, especially when your host can get his mouth working here. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, we're back. Sorry about that. I have a little trouble playing Boot Scoot and Boogie. Seems like this Winamp doesn't like playing iTunes M4A type files. So we'll get back to our show here and and we'll find some more songs to play. So we're here today with the Waterloo Junior Farmers, and we're talking a little bit about their activities. We've gone over a few of what they've done before, and well, looking to the future, folks, what's on this year's agenda? What worked last year you'll do again, and what sort of activities are you looking to try new this year? What worked last year really good?
I think the club will probably try to do some more barbecues. I think they were a good fundraiser for the club, and we had a lot of support with different businesses around the region, so we're hoping to try and get that off the ground again.
And the square dancing was another, that was a huge success.
Yeah.
So probably do a lot more in the future with that.
Yeah, and it's nice you have a supporter for the scene. You'd be going up to the Martin's Barn up there in Winterburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's nice of them to do that. And,
yeah.
And I think, like, there must be a few other groups floating around there, too. Doesn't 4-H use that as well? And
yeah, I think they do.
Yeah. 4-H has a junior square dance club, and they're one of the 4-H groups that have come out to our last square dance, Learn a Square Dance event. So they got to learn how it's done, you know, junior farmer style, which is a little little different.
Junior farmer style?
The way we do some of the moves, it's a little different than how, you know, they're taught in the junior 4-H program.
For square dance?
Yep. Well, it just, some of our styles are just a little faster, and, you know, there's a bit of a height difference in some of the 4-H clubs, so they teach them, like, to swing. They teach them to swing a little different, like at least the Waterloo Junior 4-H Club does. But, you know, we do a few more calls that are a little more advanced. And that's something that, you know, they really enjoyed, and we really enjoyed having them as well. When you have a group, you know, half may not know how to square dance, but the other half does, that really helps the half that has very little experience pick up it really quickly, especially if you have a partner that knows what's coming up for the next call.
Well, that's a good idea. You want that whole point of square dance was that everybody can participate, so you want to find that type the style of square dance that everyone can really, you know, have fun with and not feel like this is like way beyond the necessary. So good work with that, but it's over time you can probably square dance anybody else's style too, so that's great. I was just browsing through the Facebook page here, and I see that there's a YouTube of farmer style Gangnam style. You're gonna do that this year and have a Gangnam style Waterloo Junior Farmers dance.
Yeah, Barkley was just practicing on our way in.
He was. That's awesome, Barkley. You're the best. And how did that go? There's always lots of fun things going on at Junior Farmers, and just going through this, lots of pictures from Aberfoyle, and that's with the sing and swing, and looking at practicing dancing, and boy, I can just scroll down through here. Is there, we talked a little bit about exchanges, I guess you call them, and you know, you're not going to have one come here, and has anybody in the club decided to apply for a travel scholarship or something?
Well, one of the requirements is to be a member of good standing for at least 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and we have very few members that have been around for more than 2 years, and that's something that, you know, when we get a few more years in or one more year in, we're going to try to encourage them as they have more experience interacting with the exchange delegates from different countries coming over here. They'll get more excited about going back on the return exchange.
Well, that's true. Yeah, sort of, it has to be a little bit of critical mass there. You have to see, right, to get an idea that maybe you want to go on the other side too. Yeah, that's good. You guys are certainly going to be busy for the year. Are you attempting to have an activity once a month at least, or is there any kind of a general plan? Or are you having a business meeting once a month?
Yeah, we usually meet the first Sunday of every month.
Okay.
At the new the old New Hamburg Arena there,
mm-hmm.
in the boardroom at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually do one social event monthly, anything from just going over to someone's house and having like having a fire or potluck and games nights and stuff like that.
Folks, you have to see what Chuckley got here, but Zach's getting cues from Barkley of all the fun events they've done. Obviously, Barkley, you'd be great if we had to do a charades game. I'd pick up on that in no time at all. When was that, your hand-over-hand thing? You going swimming there? What was that about?
I think it was football.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
We rented one of the churches up by Wilmot and had dodgeball in their gymnasium back last January.
Do you guys anything on the ice or so? Like, there used to be broomball. You guys play broomball?
No. We went public skating once, but that's about it for the ice.
The public skating would be at a local arena someplace.
Yeah, we were in Elmira.
On the Sunday afternoon, for instance?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, okay. So, and afterwards, maybe out for a soda or something? Or
oh, I think we went over for coffee at Tim Hortons to thaw out.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be a lot. If you're not moving fast and it's a cold day, thaw out and tell each other some more stories. That's a good idea. Boy, one time there used to be curling teams, too. Does Junior Farmers still have a curling bonspiel of any kind of sort? Like, not locally, but provincially?
Well, the University of Guelph, they have an annual curling bonspiel in January, end of January every year. Actually, they've moved it from Guelph to Elmira the last 2 years. I think they're the only ones that still have a curling bonspiel.
Okay, so because depending on the club and so on, the interest, club may run every event like that, but curling was a good Canadian pastime. And certainly with no NHL hockey on, there's looking for things to do in the evening, I guess, so that might qualify.
Curling is one of the events at Winter Games, which is another provincial competition that's coming up in February.
Where will it be this year?
Pembroke. It's in Pembroke this year.
Pembroke?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a long ways up.
In February.
Wow.
They also have like a woodsman competition, like axe throwing, volleyball, all those sports, curling, basketball, floor hockey.
Usually the Friday night before, we have like a bowling night and all the different clubs get together
and
go bowling.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it won't be the problem. We'll be not getting enough. We'll be getting enough sleep, not if anything else. There's so much to go on. So y'all probably gonna carpool up on Friday or something. What's the time frame for that?
I don't think we have a concrete plan yet. We're still sort of in the works as to who can go and when we're gonna leave and how we're gonna get there. But we have some time to figure it out.
That's good to hear, and I guess you'll get something figured out, who's going to do a lot of driving and to get up there and renting hotel rooms. So I suspect the provincial organization will reserve a block of rooms or something, right, as usual?
Yeah, usually have a block of rooms that the host club usually reserves, like a whole block of rooms in a certain hotel.
That's sort of nice for everyone to stay together, and that's another way how all the different clubs from all over the province can meet.
Yeah, I get to meet each other and have some fun and tell each other stories and find out maybe there'd be a lot of connections too, because people who are at university together sort of things. And
yeah, exactly. It's a good way to network through.
Yeah. Anything else for this year coming up? You've done some community development. You're doing social dancing and attending events. Gonna try something different, maybe more involved with local fairs or something. Is there there's a pile of nice local fairs in the area, and sometimes they're great fundraisers and chance to get your name out there. It's nice to get your banner up whenever you can. That's always good, isn't it? The people say, "Who's that? What's that?" And you got a chance to talk about the Junior Farmers.
Yeah, hopefully. I think just trying to keep our name out there and keep our club going and get some new members out, I think, is what we're going to strive for next year.
Yeah, so it's a lot, eh? How do you fit into your schedule? Do you find it hard to get all this stuff in, Jackie? Is it a good fit, or is it?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot, because I'm in university and then I work as well, and trying to keep all my Junior Farmer stuff straight. But I don't know, it's good fun. The people are great, and I enjoy my time with them. Yeah. So.
And Zach, what are you doing from day to day? You're working at a local farm, I believe. Tell us, the listeners, how you've managed to balance your Junior Farmer life with your other life?
Well, I work at Cressman's. I'm not sure, Richard Cressman, you know him.
Yeah.
His brother's farm.
Yeah.
And they're pretty...
That's Ralph?
Yeah, Ralph Cressman.
Okay.
They're pretty good. They're pretty flexible. If I need work off, just let them know and they'll switch it up for me.
Well, that's nice to have some of the supports, because I think... Well, I know those guys were in Junior Farmers back in the day.
Yeah, Kevin and...
Yep.
I'm not sure about Ralph, but I know Kevin was.
Kevin was. Richard maybe a little bit. I'm not too sure. So Richard's a secretary for the Federation, so he sees a lot of familiar faces around the table, too. So that's good. I'm glad you've been able to make a balance between your work and also the important work of Junior Farmers. That's important stuff, I know. And hopefully you can gather up some more members this year and spread the work around and have even more fun. A good group like that is always a treat. So,
yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a little break, folks. We'll be back soon, and we'll just play a song here, and we'll get back talking to Junior Farmer friends.
She can make a chocolate soda go. You ought to go around and dig it. When she's working at the spigot, you can hear her calling orders like this: give me a ham white down and a burger round, cider slaw and a seven layer, OJ up, wreck two in a cup, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Give me a crippled beef on a load of hay, combo rye and a bottle of A. Coming through with a slab of moo and a boogie woogie blue plate. Draw one, draw two, get that coffee perking. Draw three, draw four, hold that mayo on the chopped egg working. Want a tuna wheat with a side of fries. 86 on the cherry pies. Cider greens on the franks and beans. And a boogie woogie blue plate. Want a tuna wheat with a side of fries. 86 on the cherry pies. Cider greens on the franks and beans. And a boogie woogie blue plate. Boogie woogie blue plate.
Hi, this is Jackie from the Waterloo Junior Farmers. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The FWA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Hey, thanks for doing that. That's great. That's super. I'm glad to have that done. We were just just observing you guys were all putting away there on your devices there. What's out there happening in the internet land or the Twitter world?
I was just, I was on Twitter there tweeting that we're on the radio right now, and one of my friends decided to record it and send it to me. And
oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, let me know who that friend is, because from time to time, my device over that's recording doesn't work, so I like to know there's a backup out there. And so if that first friend is doing that, I'm your new friend, because I want to know if you got a good copy.
Yeah.
So has Twitter been a good thing for junior farmers? You've been able to make connections and find out where people are quick? It's pretty normal for you guys. I mean, that's just what you do, right?
Junior farmers mostly use this Facebook to do that stuff, but... Yep. At the last PD meeting, they were talking about getting someone to run their Twitter. They're going to get a Twitter account and stuff like that.
So who can be a junior farmer? What's the group, who can have the privilege of being a junior farmer? Who wants to speak to that?
Anyone 15 to 30 can come out and join a club wherever you are. There's lots all over Ontario. You don't have to be a farmer to join junior farmers. I did not grow up in a farm. I just sort of have a love for agriculture, and I appreciate it, and I seem to fit right in. So if you're interested, come on out.
Well, that's good. And they can get if they're interested and they're listening to our broadcast, they can contact people, I guess, off the Facebook page. How else would they get a hold of you?
You can look us up on the Facebook page, or you can email the waterloojf@jfao.com. .on.ca, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, don't be afraid to speak up, Barkley. Just he's just being very sitting in the background talking about stuff there. And so, okay, so that's how you get a hold of it, folks. Type in, if you have nothing else, go to Facebook, put in Waterloo Junior Farmers, and hopefully are those links to the JFO on there as well, do you know?
We can post them today, and then, we'll post the links up there today.
Perfect. That's good. We want to have it easy for people who are interested in being a member of Junior Farmers to get a hold of the Junior Farmers. That's important. So, folks, we're in the last bit of our show here, and we haven't touched half the stuff we could, but we're just talking with Barkley here. Maybe it'd be good to talk a little about the history of our Waterloo Junior Farmers and how it fits in with the province and what's unique about our Waterloo. And is that going to tell us a little story here? That's perfect.
Well, there's a... rural legacy book, and it has all junior farmer stuff, and the first junior farmers improvement association in Waterloo County was organized in Elmira in 1915 with the help of the agriculture representative Stan Knapp. By the time the Waterloo County Junior Farmers Association was organized in 1919, there were already 5 clubs active in the county. When the Waterloo County Association affiliated with the Provincial Association in 1944, Waterloo had one of the largest memberships, more than 400. In 1980, there was one club and 160 members in Waterloo Region.
And this year is an anniversary year of some sort, Barkley. I vaguely remember it is, right? What's the occasion for Waterloo Junior Farmers? And
it'll actually be 3 years from now will be the 100th anniversary of the first club in Waterloo Region. So, 2015, my math's correct. So that's coming up pretty quick, and hopefully the club and its past members, such as yourself, Jeff, will be interested in celebrating that in style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's good. So that's kind of a project that's more than just 1 year. It's something that they can work towards for a couple of years, because it'll be a few things like deciding on the venue, whether it'll include a meal, just how elaborate will it be. That sort of planning has to happen, doesn't it?
Well, you also have to find out who was a past member of Junior Farmers in Waterloo County and now Waterloo Region.
Mm-hmm.
I know Helen Martin, formerly Helen Gillespie, has given me some old newsletters and some old membership lists, but there's decades and decades to find the history, the memorabilia. Finding that's been one of my jobs for the past over 12 months anyways, and also finding pictures of the activities of the past clubs. So finding all that history, different jackets. I've been told since I started the club that there was a banner, but I know no one could find this mysterious banner of Waterloo Junior Farmers. We would love to find all that, and we can scan it, we can give it back. I know, Jeff, you've brought out a few old plaques to one of our social events to show us And one of the ones, you know, I thought would be pretty good to use is already all filled up. So that's something we might be looking at too for at our annual meeting is, you know, would the club like to have plaques to award its top members each year? But
that's
going
an
back,
interesting idea, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the history is very interesting, and just the history has been very difficult to find. I know there was a lot of history that was kept in the Waterloo County OMAF office, and then I believe you were one of those that kind of took a box and or a handful or an armful of different things back to your basement and closets when that office got closed. Who were the other people and where those items went to? That's something we'd love to track down and hopefully let all those past members as well know that there is a club back in the county or region if they haven't heard of it yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Barclay, because hopefully over the passage of time, as this broadcast comes online and this gets re-mentioned to people that, you know, somebody in the next few years will listen to your request for this type of material and will hear that and can supply those types of things. And well, hopefully any of our listeners over the next while that do listen to the podcast, which should be up within a few days, and they will... you know, have their own story about junior farmers, whether they may know prospective members or memorabilia, as you suggested, or activities or something that junior farmers could do. That's how it works. Networking, I think, is the word, right? It's get your message out there, and then people are interested. So what are you guys all looking at there, the Facebook page?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just found it. I just refreshed you, and there's we've been seen by three people, apparently.
Perfect, yeah. And Zach's been promoting it, too, so.
Oh, that's good. Where are you promoting us to right now, Zach? Are you...
Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter. Oh, good.
Yeah.
And is that on the JF Facebook page or on another page?
It's on my personal page.
Good. That's good. Yeah. Get that stuff out there. So let's play another tune here, folks, and we'll do our final outros after that. We want to do one more promo from my good friend Barclay here because we didn't get that done last time or it didn't stick. So we'll do that and... we'll be back shortly with some more junior farmer stuff and a wrap up. And thanks for listening in. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3.
An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. You come and say a howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, I'm going to the oven to make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. You come and say a howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo, shoo, fly pie. shoo, shoo, fly pie. Shoo, shoo, fly pie. An apple and dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo, fly pie. Shoo, fly pie. Shoo, shoo, fly pie. An apple and dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
It's the Agriculture Show, episode 32, on December 17th. It's Jeff Steger, your host, and today's show has been all about the Wardo Junior Farmers. And Barclay, be so kind, you'd give us a little promo there. We'll put that in the archives, and we'll finish off our show.
Hi, this is Barclay Knapp from the Junior Farmers Alumni Association, representing Waterloo Junior Farmers. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on KMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farming community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Thanks, Barclay, for doing that. That's great. That'll be on the airwaves for the end of time. You'd be in the internet, floating around. So I hope this has been. I'm just so delighted you guys all came in today. Boy, we'd like to see that the show is all about agriculture in the region, and our groups, our social groups, our community is just as important as the next bale of hay or the next ton of corn. So it's all about the special things about being the country, which we're going to talk about, which is things like great sunsets and wide open spaces and. And the community of like-minded persons and welcoming community. Anybody who wants to have a new and unique experience, which is Awarded Junior Farmers. There's not too many groups that can talk about. What did we talk about last time, Bart? The Olympics, Farmer Olympics? Are you guys doing that again?
Well, Autumn Profile was an event that Brandt Junior Farmers hosted in Paris. And I believe Zach and Jackie were both part of that team.
Holy
they can tell
smokes.
You a little more about the events.
Yeah, what was that? What happened there?
Yeah, I know Zach's favorite event, they called it the Smarty Scurry, and you had to run through some straw and bury your face in some flour and try to find the Smarties with your mouth. And
holy
I know
smokes.
He just really liked that one, so I think that was his favorite.
There's a pumpkin carving competition, too.
Yeah.
And we carved out a horse and buggy on our pumpkin,
yeah.
But... Yeah. It turned out all right.
Oh, how long did they give you to do that? Did you like have 5 minutes or 15?
I think we had like half an hour. So
that's not bad.
I think we were only supposed to have about 10 minutes, but we took a little bit of extra time. So. Yeah, you can see all the pictures are on our Facebook page too.
That's good, and of course, folks, you just have to go onto Facebook and type in Waterloo Junior Farmers, I believe, right? That's how you'd find it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the Olympics. Farmer Olympics, and so that's clearly a good fun activity, and you know, I'm not too sure what kind of skills you learn when you stick your face in flour looking for Smarties, but there's probably a job somewhere that's good for if nothing else. It's certainly top of the list of fun and social activities, and you can talk about that for some time. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Jackie, what did you participate in at the Olympics?
We did everything from judging livestock, which was a new thing for me. I definitely learned a lot how to judge some feed, and we played some charades, and what else did we do? We had to identify different things in buckets of Jell-O without looking. You just had to feel around with it, so our team definitely learned a lot. We had a really good time, I think.
And where was that again? Brant County, was it?
Yeah, Brant County hosted it in Paris. Yeah.
At the Paris Fairgrounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Nice location down there. See, a lot of fun.
It was pretty central for a lot of people, which was great.
So what's that part that you way looked like rain or
rain.
Something?
Yeah, it rained all day that day.
Well, that's not so good if you're outside and didn't want to get wet. That would be no fun. All right, so, wow, folks, I can't believe an hour has gone by. We'll put this show in the archives, and we can listen to this later. And I just want to thank you for coming out, and I hope you can come back again. Feel free to come in. We're just delighted on behalf of the Federation to have you come in and tell us what's going on, support your stuff. And so just on behalf of the Federation, Jackie, thanks so much for coming out today. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and Zach?
Yeah, thanks.
Good to see you. I know you came in very calm, cool, and collected with your donut and your coffee, so that's quite good. Thanks for coming out, Zach. And Barkley, as usual, a little bit on the late side, but you're here, that's okay. And I apologize for our last show. We had some technical difficulties and got some of that truncated, that show, but there's still some good information from that previous show you're here for. So, folks, that's it for our show today. We'll see you next week. And, next week is... That's not Christmas yet, is it? Yeah, it is. So, no show next Tuesday. We'll all be home eating turkey and all that other good stuff and opening Christmas presents, I hope. So, but...
Just one thing, the listeners, just... When you are eating, you know, whatever you're having with your family, just please thank a farmer or think of a farmer and say thank you.
That's good. That's good you mentioned that. Yep. We want to pass that along. That's as agriculturalists, we're the primary producers of the food supply, and we encourage you to enjoy the food and the bounty of our land, and the price of it's great. And so thanks for saying that, Barkley. That's great. That's good stuff. So. Okay, folks, that's our show. We'll probably see you in the new year. And till then, it's Jeff Steger of the Agriculture Show, and I'd like to thank my guests from the World Junior Farmers today. And we'll see you later.